The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh my goodness, I saw this story and I thought, nah, it's got to be the Babylon Bee. It's a real story. Yeah. And what an illustration of the gross hypocrisy of the left and the attitude of the left concerning personal need in government. If you haven't heard this story, hang on. You've got to hear it. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour. Now it's 7 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm going to get into this story, but first, folks, you keep freeing slaves in North Sudan. You keep giving. I introduced this campaign to you a week ago today. Our goal was $8,400 through Christian Solidarity International. I'm not going to go into the details because I've done it several times. But for $250, we can actually literally, not symbolically, literally free a slave owned by an Arab slave owner in North Sudan for $250. But you have given and given and given. Our goal was $8,400. We are now over $10,000. So not 34 slaves, more than 40 slaves have been freed. At least three gifts have come in today. And I just mentioned it in passing yesterday. The banner at thewordcolumbus.com will stay till tomorrow. If you want to give online at thewordcolumbus.com and have a part in freeing a slave, you can do that till tomorrow at thewordcolumbus.com. Just click on the CSI banner. If you want to call, phone lines are open. Here is the toll-free number, 877-882-0792. Write that down because I'm going to move on, and I may not mention this again today. 877-882-0792. Every $250 sets a human slave free from slavery in North Sudan. 877-882-0792. God bless you and thank you for your sensitivity to God, your love for people, and your incredible generosity. All right, here's the story. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is in the news again. Yeah, she took to Twitter yesterday. She's from Puerto Rico, and she still has family in Puerto Rico. She took to Twitter yesterday and said this, and I quote, "Just over a week ago, my abuela fell ill." That's Spanish for grandma, okay? "Just over a week ago, my abuela fell ill. I went to Puerto Rico to see her. My first time in a year because of COVID. This is her home." And she added pictures. Pictures of a very modest home, a damaged roof that's leaking. There are pots on the floor catching water. Very little furniture and no bed. And then she said this. Hurricane Maria relief hasn't arrived. Trump blocked relief dollars for Puerto Rico. People are being forced to flee ancestral homes, and developers are taking them. Okay, now, I'm being a little sarcastic here, not because her grandmother is ill and living in horrible conditions in Puerto Rico, but here is my question. Why didn't you help her? She is making $175,000 a year. All right, everyone in the audience, get ready. How many of you are making $175,000 a year or more? Raise your hand. Not very many. She's making $175,000 a year. You want to know what the median household income in America is? $68,000. That's median household income. She is making twice what the median family income in America is. She is driving a brand new Tesla. She is renting two expensive apartments. AOC, why don't you help your grandmother? Well, no, the government has to do that. I need my Tesla. I need my apartment. I need my $174,000 a year. I can't help my grandma. Donald Trump was supposed to help her, but Donald Trump blocked money. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's not my fault. What an incredible illustration of the attitude of the left. Let your family suffer and leave it up to the government. Whatever happened to family members helping other family members? And by the way, do you remember the reason why Trump did block some of the money, the aid to Puerto Rico? Do you remember why? Because of the incredible corruption in the Puerto Rican government. Because they found that millions and millions of dollars were being squandered, wasted, misused. And relief money was eventually sent to Puerto Rico. But according to AOC, it's Trump's fault. She bears no responsibility for helping her own grandmother. But she is more than willing to use the ill health and the living conditions of her grandmother to make political points. She is more than happy to parade her grandmother's problems in front of the public in order to make her own political point. Well, it has backfired on her big time. One person on Twitter said, "Sell your Tesla, honey." Yeah. Another one said, "Honey, you drive a Tesla and have two apartments. If your grandmother is living poor, that's because you don't help her out." Oh, my goodness. Yep. How much does she really care about her abuela? Incredible. Incredible. Now, will that hurt her politically? No, won't hurt her at all. Oh, my goodness. Wow. We'll take a break and we'll be back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
The city of Lebanon, Ohio, made history several days ago when they became the first city in Ohio to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. Now, to be completely candid, there are no abortion facilities currently in Lebanon, Ohio. That is good. And with the ordinance passed in Lebanon, there cannot be. First city in Ohio to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. The largest city in America to become a sanctuary city for the unborn is Lubbock, Texas. And it did not become a sanctuary city by an ordinance passed by the city council, but rather a voter referendum. It was on the ballot, and the people of Lubbock, Texas voted overwhelmingly to declare their city, Lubbock, Texas, a sanctuary for the unborn. Now, in Lubbock, there was, or there is, a Planned Parenthood facility doing abortions. So in Lubbock, Texas, the ordinance declaring that no abortions within the city limits of Lubbock would stop Planned Parenthood from doing abortions. Well, you know, of course, what happened. The minute the ordinance was passed in Lubbock, Texas, Planned Parenthood went to court. Well, here's the good news. Headline, judge tosses Planned Parenthood's lawsuit against largest sanctuary city for the unborn in the U.S. A federal judge has dismissed Planned Parenthood's lawsuit seeking to invalidate an ordinance outlawing abortions in a major Texas city, arguing lack of jurisdiction. Judge James Wesley Hendricks of the Northern District of Texas, appointed to the bench by President Donald Trump, tossed the lawsuit on behalf of the abortion provider against an ordinance banning abortion in the city of Lubbock. Now, let me just insert this, just an editorial comment. Donald Trump may be gone from the presidency. His influence will last for years. He appointed more federal judges in 4 years than any president in modern history. And he kept his promise. He appointed constitutionalists, judges that actually believed in upholding the Constitution, not changing the Constitution. Here is just one example. Those federal judges appointed by Donald Trump are going to be on the bench for many years. And Donald Trump transformed the American judiciary in 4 years. That is good news. All right, so in Texas, Planned Parenthood tried to block the law. In Lubbock, Texas, a federal judge says, Nope, I'm tossing out the Planned Parenthood case, which leads me to this headline, which all of us should rejoice. Headline, Planned Parenthood stops killing babies in Lubbock, Texas after city passes abortion ban. Yep, Planned Parenthood has stopped performing abortions in Lubbock, Texas, and they have said, we will not do abortions as long as it is illegal. Now, would Planned Parenthood appeal the judge's ruling against them? They probably will. But for now, and for the foreseeable future, a Planned Parenthood facility has stopped killing unborn babies. We can thank God for that. Good news. Also on the abortion fight, Tennessee is fighting to defend a pro-life law in Tennessee, which requires informed consent of all women who want an abortion at least 48 hours prior to doing the abortion. In other words, if they want an abortion, they got to go to the abortion facility. They have to sign a consent form, and then they have to wait 48 hours before they can return and have the abortion. Even if you're pro-abortion, doesn't that make sense? And abortion is one of the most important decisions a woman will ever make, and it's irreversible. You can't say, oops, I made a mistake. 48 hours? What is unrealistic about that? Well, Planned Parenthood is fighting it. And the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments about the law, which requires the 48-hour waiting period. Sarah Campbell, Associate Solicitor General and Special Assistant to the Tennessee Attorney General, told the court, Tennessee should be allowed to encourage mothers to choose life for their unborn babies. She said, quote, the first interest is protecting unborn life, and that is persuading some women to choose childbirth over abortion. Planned Parenthood is fighting it in court. Again, this is before the Sixth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and I have no idea when a ruling will be issued. But Tennessee is fighting to defend a pro-life bill. Here's another update. I've got so many of them today. Weeks ago, maybe months ago, I told you about a court case in Vermont. Vermont has a school choice system where parents can choose a private school and get a voucher like many states have. However, you couldn't choose a religious-based school. Nope. You could choose any other school, but if it was religious-based, you couldn't choose. So a group of the parents of Vermont students went to court. And the Second Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the Vermont students and their parents. The state of Vermont can no longer exclude religious schools from their school voucher program. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the families. They released this statement. The Second Circuit made clear that if Vermont is going to provide families with school choice, which in sometimes it does, it cannot take that choice away from some families just because they chose to send their children to religious schools. Yes! Another victory for school choice, and another victory for the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are doing good work.